Ladies and gentlemen, could you please take your seats? Ladies and gentlemen, could you take your seats, please? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting evil eyes from the staff. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 56th spring meeting of the Philadelphia Society in the great and free Republic of Texas. It's wonderful to see you all here, full of energy, glad to be together. So despite everything, weather, plague, Chinese Communist Party, we're back. So back in October 2019, I didn't expect to be here at the podium tonight. Presidential terms for the society are usually only 1 year. But then COVID rudely interrupted the society's normal, peaceful transmission of power, allowing me to carry out my soft coup d'etat with the acquiescence of the board. But to be serious for the moment, the intervening 18 months between our last society meeting and tonight have been somewhat of a wild ride for the board and officers of the society. We've had to adapt and dodge and weave. But what's impressed me the most is the way that the society's board and officers worked hard to cope with the turmoil and the uncertainty that not every organization in the conservative and liberty movement has managed to weather so well since March 2020. So if they would indulge me for a moment, I'd ask all the board members and officers of the society to please stand, and for everyone here to thank them for their dedication in shepherding the society through this time. Now, another group, of course, we have to thank are our faithful donors, especially those who have joined our President's and Commodore's Circle. These donations are critical for sustaining the society and keeping our registration fees down. I also want to thank our major benefactors, the Bradley Foundation, the Rowe Foundation, the Sarah Scaife Foundation, the Goodrich Foundation, the Sarah's Foundation, and the Thomas Klingenstein Foundation. Thank you very much for sticking with us. I also want to thank John Goodman and the Goodman Institute for sponsoring our hosted bar this evening in memory of the late, great Steve Pavlovich. Steve Pavlovich was known to many people here, and I know he had a profound impact on many of their careers, and he was a model of scholarship and mentoring people in the cause of freedom. So thank you, John Goodman, for sponsoring a wonderful opening to our meeting. Before moving to the invocation, I'd like to remind people of the optional dinner that's being hosted tomorrow night by the American Conservative magazine. If you would like to attend, the web link is on your programs. I'd now like to call on Mr. Andrew Graham, Senior Fellow at the Religious Liberty Institute, to offer the invocation.
Thank you, Dr. Gregg, and it's so great to see so many people here again. If you would, please pray with me. O God, beyond all praising, we worship you today, for we can only wonder at every gift you send, at blessings without number and mercies without end. We lift our hearts before you and wait upon your word. We honor and adore you, our great and mighty Lord. O God, in view of your great and manifold mercies, we thank you that may we once again gather together for dialogue and fellowship. We ask that you would imbue our gathering with wisdom, humility, and grace, that we may be a city on a hill, a veritable model of civil discourse and civic friendship for all the world to see. And finally, O God, we give thanks for this food we are about to receive, and the hands that have prepared it for us, and those who will serve it to us. We ask your blessings upon them as well. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Bon appetit.